Hello again. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's a Monday. That means we talk business with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson, and he joins us right now.
How you doing, Alan?
First of all, it looks like you have some new information about this economic development fund that the Urban County Council just recently greenlighted.
Yeah, that's right. Back in late October, $1 million was set aside from what could be called a surplus in revenues from the previous budget year. It was more revenue came in than was expected after they had cut the budget previously. So I wouldn't necessarily call it a surplus. But anyway, $1 million of it was put aside for this economic incentive fund for businesses here in Lexington, Fayette County to get helped out with different things that they were working on. And at the time, it was kind of an abstract thought that this is something that we should have. And so the $1 million was allotted. And here recently, council went ahead and finalized the ordinance that talks about how it is to be controlled. And so starting early on next year, Mayor Gray will appoint a board for the Lexington Jobs Fund, as it's going to be called, and the overall body will be the Economic Development Investment Board. And that group will control the $1 million, and companies that are looking to expand, have some sort of other presence here in Lexington, can seek money either through a loan that will be capped at $250,000 or through grants at $100,000, and then the ordinance says, or similar, which not entirely sure what that would entail. But at that point, the board would go in and look to see what types of certifications this company has to find that it's bona fide. It has to be something that has an ability to be a profitable, successful company. And one of the measuring sticks to do that is if you have already been granted what's known as SBIR or STTR funding, which is a federal and state program to get mainly high-tech companies or biotechnology companies funding. If you have that, that basically means, all right, then you're definitely going to be eligible for us. If you don't have that, there are other hoops that you'll have to jump through, but it does not necessarily exclude you. And so that's the overall structure of this, and we'll find out here soon who all is going to be on this board that does not actually have the final say. The other factor in this ordinance is that Urban County Council will have to make the final approval as to whether or not this funding is given to any companies.
So if I see this right in my head, the company makes a more or less a petition or a sales pitch, if you will. You know, we can do all of these great things if we're allowed to tap into this economic development fund or make use of this economic development fund. Is that correct?
That's right. And it could be something saying if we got an extra $100,000, we could add staff. Or if we took a loan for $250,000 right now, we know that we'll be able to lease space. It's for whatever use you want it, but as long as a company meets these specific ideas. The thought from the mayor's office is that with these incentives and with the other things we have going for us as being a university city, getting research-based companies that will have access to research at the University of Kentucky, that has access to a high talent pool, and frankly has access to a place with a good quality of life, with low cost of living, that makes us a very formidable city to look at when you're talking about economic development.
Let's keep with the development theme and talk a little bit about the recent developments regarding the CenterPoint project.
The city council went ahead and made a deal with the developers of CenterPoint, the web companies, to allow the project to go forward. And in doing so, what it requires is a little under $4.5 million that, in case digging three stories deep into the open field in downtown Lexington doesn't end up proving fruitful to put a garage in it, that the city would be able to use this money that's going to be put aside to fill it back up and get the property back to the way it is currently. And with that, I talked to Dudley Webb late last week. He says this deal is in place that will, in addition to having proved their financing, which is a requirement of a TIF, will allow them to get a building permit. I was in the building permit for my monthly trip there on Friday around noon, and as of that point, there wasn't anything in the files yet. So, but he said hopefully soon, here in the next week, that is something that will happen. And once it does, we'll let you know.
And finally, let's talk a little bit about the departure of a longtime restaurant in the downtown area. We're talking about DeShay's.
By the end of the year, DeShay's will be gone from their prominent corner on Main and Broadway. And that's something that's been in the works, frankly, since the new ownership has taken over at Victorian Square. And that includes web companies and a group out of Cincinnati. And trying to pin down exactly what will go in its place. And it sounds like the current owners are aiming for more of a retail location rather than another restaurant to take its spot.
All right. Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest today on BizLex Chat. And for the latest business news, log on to bizlex.com. Thanks again, Eric.
Thanks so much, Alan.